And ICE protests were still in the spotlight during Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen's second day on Capitol Hill. Mullen also addressing the problem of federal officers being doxxed and their families harassed. NTD's correspondent Jason Blair reports.
I'm okay with protest.
Sure.
You have the right for the First Amendment, but you do it in a peaceful way in a legal area.
ICE protests were still one of the big topics on Capitol Hill for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen's second day of testifying. The ongoing issue of doxing was brought up by Congressman August Fuller.
The entire country saw a person threaten one of your agents. Your agents recommended that we work on enhancing the penalties for doxing, for intimidating, for threatening federal agents.
They're very sophisticated. These aren't just peaceful rioters or peaceful protesters out there. They're well-funded and they have technology, and we see it immediately. When we have officers that are out there that don't have a mask on, they get doxxed and their family starts getting attacked on social media. They start getting attacked at their schools.
Several Democrat members asked Mullen about allegations of poor conditions inside the Delaney Hall ICE facility in Newark, New Jersey.
Detainees at Delaney Hall Detention Facility have been living in squalid conditions and have been beaten and pepper sprayed by guards.
It is a stain on New Jersey and on our country. Detainees are being given moldy bread and lunch meat.
We have two times as much more space than they do in the state penitentiaries in New Jersey. We have two times the medical personnel. You're two times more likely to die in New Jersey state facilities than you are in Delaney.